Okay, sorry BTR folks, I misscheduled the show for 5 p.m. Eastern time instead of 5 p.m. Central, so I'm going to mute myself right now, and hopefully I'll remember to unmute myself when I get back. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Hi, it is another edition of the Cross and the Crescent discussion group here on Blog Talk Radio in the Global Patriot Radio Network. Folks, over on the Blog Talk Radio Network, I made a mistake this evening. I know you're surprised. When I went to build the show tonight, I built the show for 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So when I went to log in, it was already on. Instead of trying to monkey around with it, cancel it, build it back, I just said the heck with it. So what I've been doing with Blog Talk Radio is I've been downloading the audio from StreamYard and then uploading it back up over there so everybody can hear both sides. Evidently, there is a problem, a connectivity problem between StreamYard and Blog Talk Radio that I do not have the technical expertise to resolve. So in order to have a workaround and still have some fidelity to the Global Patriot Radio Network, I just upload it. They can listen live, but they don't hear so well. Let me go over and see if anybody's
over. It sounded great now.
Yeah, because I uploaded it. I uploaded Sunday's show. Yeah. Oh, also Sunday, this coming Sunday, we can only go for about an hour.
Blog Talk Radio?
Well, on here, on the live stream. And the reason why is my son and daughter-in-law are having one of those gender reveal parties. That should be fun. I think she's due in March. I might be wrong on that, but everything, you know, she had an ultrasound the other day and everything looks A-okay. What? Can't hear you, Rad. What? I can't hear you. I like your patchwork that you did at the house. That looked pretty professional. I was impressed.
Oh, he sent you the patchwork?
I'm not commenting on anything. I'm not saying anything. We can hear you. Yes. Yes, go. I've seen some of that. But luckily, we're having it at the bottom of Silo 7 at Quaker Oats, down by the rail yard. Right? We can blow everything up as much as we want down there. Nobody's around. It's middle of downtown, but nobody's around down there. And anyway, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Okay, so tonight, you know, and I'm not sure if it bothered anybody, but after Sunday's show, when we were discussing Islam's war on women, and we were reading those verses out of the Quran, and we were having the discussions that we did, I just felt heartsick for Islamic women. Yeah, I just, and how lost that they are in this religion. I mean, when you can, and the thing that really got to me was, number one, you can have sex slaves because why? Because Muhammad had sex slaves. And that in and of itself might have been fine, culturally anyway, culturally in the 7th century. It was accepted. It was culturally accepted. Culturally, 200 years ago, slavery was accepted in our country, even though we had the movement for the abolitionist movement shortly thereafter. It was accepted among the ruling classes. Okay, but then, yeah, thank you. And the point that I'm trying to make is that if Muhammad is indeed the prophet for all time, for all people, for all places, then whatever his sunnah was would be acceptable today. So if you were to have a sex slave today, if you are truly following the sunnah of Muhammad, it doesn't mean that you have to. Nobody's that stupid. But it's perfectly permissible for you to have one. If you want to marry a 9-year-old little girl, it doesn't mean that you have to, but it's perfectly permissible for you to marry a 9-year-old girl. Even a prepubescent girl that might be 13, 14 years old, it's perfectly okay to do that simply because it is something that Muhammad had done, and whatever he had done, therefore, it is permissible. Why? Because the Quran tells us that he has set an example for people to follow. So why does that lead us to tonight's topic? Tonight's topic is making evil good. And after listening to the show on Sunday, after doing the show on Sunday, I actually announced this, didn't I? I announced this Sunday. No, I didn't. But after, you know, it didn't take me long to think about what the topic for today would be, because it just angered me to my core thinking about some of these things. And we weren't talking about other things, you know, other aspects of what Muhammad had done, setting an example or a sunnah for other people to do, or making it permissible for them to do. And it was just the treatment of women. And we're going to continue that show or that topic this Sunday. But today I wanted to just kind of open it up for everybody here on the panel to think of something that is permissible in Islam that most people consider evil. And I gave an example. I gave an example in the show notes. And one of those examples is that when Muhammad was a prophet, he was criticized by people. People criticized him, saying, "You're not a prophet. You're an idiot. You're out there yammering things that have been told, you know, centuries ago, and you're trying to pass it off as some sort of divine revelation. We know that you're lying." Well, he did not accept that. Anytime that you get criticized, we all can see that anytime that you criticize Muslims, they tend to get pretty upset about it because they cannot take any type of, you know, careful and accurate criticism of anything they do or say. And the same thing was true of Muhammad. So he had people killed that would dare to criticize him. And that has become sunnah. It is a pattern of conduct to have people killed for criticizing Muhammad. So do we see people today for criticizing Muhammad? And the answer is what? Of course it's yes. One of the most recent, well, not recent, but the most famous ones was the attack on the satirical newspaper in Paris, France, Charlie Hebdo. They printed cartoons that portrayed Muhammad in a negative light. So therefore, since Muhammad had people killed for criticizing him or mocking him, therefore, the people at this newspaper, they also should be killed for mocking him or criticizing him. People on this very network, the Global Patriot Radio Network. Let me see if anybody's over here in chat. Just to see. Oh, Indie Queen's there. Thank you for coming. It's not appropriate to marry a child 13 years old. I agree, 100%. But if you look at some of the broadcasters on the Global Patriot Radio Network, some of them there are there and some of them are not there anymore, but they went to, after the Charlie Hebdo incident, there was a conference that was held in Garland, Texas, called Defend the Prophet Conference. So they were reporters, so they went out to the conference to report on what was being said in the conference, and they both had very Jewish names. So when they got to the conference, they were denied entry into the conference. Many, many people that were journalists were not allowed to go into the Defend the Prophet conference simply because of their affiliation with other groups. So what they decided to do, Pamela Geller, Robert Spencer, and a couple other groups decided to do was, okay, fine, you're not going to allow us to allow us into your conference where you are defending the prophet. What we're going to do is now we are going to have a contest in that very event center that you would not allow us to come into, where we're going to have a contest on who can draw the best picture of Muhammad. This drove people insane. How dare you have a contest of drawing a picture or a cartoon of Muhammad? That is so insulting. But yet, killing 15 people for drawing cartoons of Muhammad is not insulting. That's okay. But having a contest drawing pictures of cartoons of Muhammad, that's not okay. That right there is calling evil good. That's exactly, if you want any greater stark picture of what it looks like, that's it right there. Because, and Vocab Malone, friend of David Wood and Sam Simone, they did that series. What? Yes, the Boom Boom Room. That's right. The Boom Boom Room. But there was something else that they did where they Islamicized. There we go. The Islamicized me. Okay. This is what – they can't stand satire. They cannot stand mockery. But Vocab Malone knew the two dudes that drove from Arizona – I think it was Arizona – all the way to Texas to shoot that place up, because they had those two guys got out of those cars, tried to get in through the – they had private security. And this is how pathetic these people are. They got out of the car and got whacked. These guys had AR-15 semi-automatic Glocks. The cop had a Smith & Wesson revolver, for God's sake, and he took both of these dudes out. Oh my gosh. But anyways, Sam a Duck Duck, was he? Yeah. It was Damon Rosen was one of the guys that was there. Because I remembered this going on. Damon was there. And if you guys don't know anything, my Sunday show, I took over the spot from Damon Rosen. I can't remember the name. His show was, it doesn't matter. But, I mean, I took over for his slot. And then the other guy that was out there, Al Corman, he's still with the network on the Monday show. And then they had another gentleman who writes for Front Page Magazine and the Jerusalem Post now. Gadi Edelman's his name. He's the one that picked up the mic and started broadcasting from GPR. And anyway, the point I'm trying to make is when we start qualifying good evil, this is exactly what it looks like. Simply because Muhammad had people killed for criticizing him. So therefore, today, if people criticize Muhammad, they can be killed for it. Recently,
communism.
It sounds exactly like, yeah, Marxism, Leninism, communism. Yep, exactly. That's exactly what it sounds like. And when you look at what I was accused of last summer of causing corruption in the land, that in of itself is something that you can be killed for. If you look at what Quran verse is that? 530? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, and I don't want to give that guy any time here, but yeah, that was just, anyway, so this is where we see how it's starting to affect Western culture. If you look at Theo Van Gogh made a movie with Arian Hirshi Ali that talked about the abuses of Islam, and he was literally stabbed to death in public on a street in, was it the Netherlands or someplace like that? The guy come out and just carved him up right there in the middle of the street. And his dying words are, can we talk about this? No, you can't. What's that? Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So it is Sunnah. Yeah, and we have pictures in that super Islamophobic intro that we do of people holding signs, that basically say the same thing. You know, don't insult the Prophet
or
insult
Muhammad or kill you.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what you get. Do any of you have any examples? Because I got a whole list of them here. If anybody,
yeah. I'll send you a couple names.
Okay. Brad, go. All right, Connie, go ahead. Are you going to send it to Facebook or where?
Yeah, Facebook. How about that?
Yep, send it Messenger, sure. Okay, Brad, go ahead.
And Chris, too.
I don't know. Chris has always been barbecuing lately. But, hey, he had a great live stream last night. We're sitting there doing the live stream because I wanted to listen to this debate that he was having. And so I'm hanging out. Then finally he goes, well, we're going live. The guy's not here. And I'm like, okay, well, it's great. And we're talking, and then it gets about 10 after 7. I'm thinking, you know, something's not right. And it occurred to me that I was supposed to be over in a Zoom meeting with that Jay Smith class. I'd forgotten all about it because I was so excited to be on Chris's live stream. And I'm like, dude, I really got to go.
Were you late for class?
Yeah, I was late. Ah, okay. All right, Rad, let's have it. Let us have it, dude.
Thank you.
How long's the video clip, Brad? Okay. I'm just trying to make sure, because you got so many pathetic trolls out there that's, oh, yeah, get them a copyright strike. All right. Just making sure. I don't know. I mean, I'd say, well, you probably shot it with your shotgun, but you would have missed, so it's not a big deal. Okay. We can now. Yep, go ahead. Maximize the screen size. Okay, make it full screen. Make it full screen, Rad. They're what? Okay, so hold on. Can you pause it for just a second? Pause. Okay, these are displaced people? Is that what it's... Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, let's go, Brandon. Among its residents, 9-year-old... That's Aisha. Right there. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Her bright pink dress squeals of laughter in childhood games.
What is that happy saying? That she was playing on a swing. Another happy book. This other happy book. Another happy. Okay. Because I used to play with dolls in the presence of the prophet. My girlfriend's aunt used to play with me. When Allah's messenger used to enter my dwelling place, he used to hide in the prophet.
Isn't that haram?
Tyler
tell them, man, they're so professional. Sorry, I mean,
they can lie so the people around them far away can calm down, but then when they turn around, they're doing the same thing what they said that they're not going to do. They can takia, they can lie.
You know, one of the things that that I've been, I get messages about, and you know, people talk to me about, to say, you know, the only thing that you talk about on your show is the age of Muhammad and the age of Aisha, and you know, you really need to mix it up. And we do, you know, we talk about other things. I try to,
but it's kind of hard to not throw that in there, because little girls to this day, and probably why we're speaking, are being tortured and tormented from this stuff. We should be all shouting this on the housetop until all those little girls are protected.
I can't even put words together right now, because it just breaks your heart to see girls that age having to endure what that girl is going to endure that evening. And when we look,
some of them don't endure, they end up bleeding out, they end up dying.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's the harsh reality.
And when we think of,
don't endure, they die.
When we think of what men are supposed to be doing, they're supposed to be the protectors of children. They're supposed to protect not only their children, their grandchildren. You know, you feel that it's an instinct. It's an innate thing. You want to protect these kids. And when you see little girls like that, knowing what's going to happen to them that night because of this verse right here, this verse in the Quran right here, said there has certainly been a for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah in the last days. And so his excellent pattern was marrying that little girl when she was 6 and then consummating it when she was 9, and then continued to engage in that activity until the day that he died. As a man, you cannot get over something like that. You cannot get over, if something was to happen like that to your little girl, to your daughter, to your granddaughter, it would drive you insane knowing that, number one, it happened, but number two, it was continuing to be allowed to happen because some guy who lived 4 years ago in the 7th century out in the middle of the desert did it. And you consider him some type of prophet? You consider him some type of ideal example to pattern your life's conduct after? And when you cut down to the chase, I mean, when you start looking at the differences between Christianity and Islam, and the biggest difference between Christianity and Islam, of course, is the crucifixion of Christ. That's it right there. It begins and ends with the crucifixion of Christ. It begins with, did Christ die on a cross in Jerusalem in the first century? Yes or no? The Quran 4:157 says no. The rest of humanity outside of Islam says yes, it did happen. That's the bottom line. But then to try to tell us, to the rest of humanity, that, well, you're wrong about that historical fact, because this guy, you see this guy over here? Look what it says here. Look what it says. It says he is an excellent pattern. What else does it say? A good example. A beautiful pattern of conduct, excellent exemplar, good example. I wonder what the word for about this. Did somebody just pop in here? I heard a ding. Issa's having problems. He's having problems getting in.
Yeah, you ask those little girls the next day if
the messenger
of Allah.
Excellent. Example is what the transliteration is. And you're exactly right, Connie. Is that what he did that evening and continued to do the rest of his life any example of any type of admirable conduct or conduct worthy of emulating? Is that in of itself something that you want to repeat? Now, again, we all know, oh my gosh, we all know that you don't have to do that if you're Muslim. It doesn't require you to do that. However, if you are an old scumbag and you want to do that, well, guess what? The gates of Jannah are wide open because you can do it, right? Because Muhammad did it. Abbas is here again tonight. Sir, I think I'm becoming too popular in your life. Let me get the... does anybody have anything to add? Let me go ahead and send this to Abbas.
Yeah, can I throw some things out there as well? This is just how nice of a guy Muhammad was. And just on top of course, marrying a girl at that age, it says in Surah 70, verses 29 to 30, it says, "And those who preserve their chastity, the men, save with their wives and those whom the right hand possesses, for thus they are not blameworthy." But even though Muslim men can actually marry up to four women, and they could have as many sex slaves as they wanted to, did you know that there was one Muslim that was not allowed to? His name was Ali. He was his son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
He was only allowed to have one wife, and that was because Ali was married to Muhammad's daughter, Fatima.
Right.
And we read in Bukhari, Volume 7, Book 62, Number 157, narrated by Al-Miswar, "I heard Allah's apostle, who was on the pulpit, saying, Banu Hisham, Ben il-Maghira, have requested me to allow them to marry their daughter to Ali. But I don't give permission, and I will not give permission unless Ali divorces my daughter in order to marry their daughter, because Fatima is a part of my body, and I hate what she hates to see, and what hurts her hurts me." So if you were Muhammad's daughter, you were the only one that was protected. But if you married Muhammad's daughter, even though you're a Muslim man, even though your God said that you could marry three other women, Muhammad would not allow you to marry any more women than just his daughter. And if you wanted more women than that, then you had to divorce his daughter and marry as many as you wanted. A little hypocritical, I guess you could say.
Yeah, well, that's...
Wow, not only that, but Chris, can you hear me? Chris, think about this. In the Quran, Allah says to Muhammad, do not forbid a thing which Allah has permitted. Here, Muhammad is forbidding a thing that Allah has permitted. What does that make him? You know what I mean? He's going against Allah. I mean, he's going against his own God there. Wow, I didn't know that about Fatima. By the way, anybody know how old Fatima was? I mean, did Muhammad marry her off when she was 6 or 9 years old? I don't think so. You know what I mean? Wow.
Let me look at that. Let me look at that one. Age of Fatima when married Ali. Let's duck go that. Age of Fatima when married Ali. Let's see. Age of Fatima. Time. This is a video. I don't want to watch a video.
While you're looking that up, I just want to also speak one more thing on how nice Muslim men are to their wives. You can go to Surah 2, verse 223, and you can see that women are your fields. Go then into your fields whence you please. So to an Islamic man, his wife is simply just a field. Now, before we get too far into this, I want to contrast that with Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 33. It may take me a second here. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in a splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. Us men are supposed to love our wives as they were us.
It's a big difference.
It builds the family. Islam's doctrine, it destroys the family. It's destruction.
I'm getting a lot of various dates on this. Some for saying...
Wait, you're saying that in Christianity, women are not just dirty dirt?
Yeah, weird, eh?
Wow, that's amazing.
They don't plow them like...
I know. And they're looking at the world weird.
Okay, so it's saying
we do have an Islamic scholar with us. He practices. He's a scholar in the religion of Abbas Islam.
Hold this. Okay, it gives an age between 9 and. Oh wait, age. Let's see. Well, it's all over the place. No, between 9 and 18. So,
probably
17 and a half. I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, you know, with that, the bottom line is that the hypocrisy involved in that. If you only want, you know, your daughter to be married to one man, and any father would want that. You would not want, you know, her married to a man who, you know, be the third of four wives or whatever. You would only want her to be married, and that flows naturally. But why the hypocrisy? Why would you be married you yourself to, what was it, 9 up to 11 wives, or however many, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it was 9 wives, I think, is the minimum. When he died, he had 9 wives. But why would you not want the same thing that you enjoy as a man for your daughter? Why would you consider, you know, your wives, who you're supposed to love, not as worthy as your daughter? And we know the answer for that. Because you're selfish. You're a selfish pig of a person, if that's what you do. Who is this? John.
It's Allah. Hey,
it's Gabriel.
Was born 6/15 and she died 6/30. She was roughly 18 and 75 days, and supposedly she married Ali in 6/24. So that would basically put her at about 9 years old. Wow.
Okay, say that one more time. My grandson just walked in. Go. See ya. Hasta la vista.
Okay. I posted in the private chat a link from alislam.org, and it's talking about Fatima.
Right.
According to the website, she was born on 6/15, and she died 6/32, or roughly about 18 years and 75 days. And she married Ali in 6/24, so that would put her at about 9.
No, whoa. Cause no, wait a second. Can she be? Okay, so. When did Khadija die? That's kind of important.
And my question is
because she was
supposed. How did she die?
Well, was she 15 years older than Muhammad? So she was 40 when she married Muhammad, and that would have been 6. Okay, so I don't know. She would, but the lifespan at that time was much, much shorter. It was like 45 years old was the average age that you died back then. So, you know, it really wasn't unusual for people to die. Okay, here we are. Khadija, following the mouth of murdered daughter at time of it doesn't say.
Okay,
I don't
found another website. Khadija apparently died in 6/19.
Okay, so she was 4 when Khadija died, so that would put her birth at 6/15. She died when 6/32, so she was Good Lord, she was only 17. Well, but how did she die? Does it say?
Yeah, that's my question.
How did
she die?
Can I say something?
Do you know how she died? Do you know how did
she die? How did Fatima die?
Yeah.
I know how. Yeah, by her rib. She broke her rib miscarriage. Yeah, by Fatima's rib. No, Abu Bakr. Omar. Omar kicked down the door when she was pregnant to get Ali to swear to the Abu Bakr the Caliph. Well, he kicked down the door, knocked her down. She miscarried the baby because he broke her rib, and she died shortly thereafter. Yeah.
That's Khadija?
So Omar.
No, that'd be Fatima.
Yeah.
No, we are talking about. I thought we were talking. Okay, ask. Yeah, Abbas, go ahead. Go ahead.
Eric, I thought for once you were just really digging deep, and you were going to get to the bottom of things, but you missed it as well. The gentleman who just said that Fatima was only 9 when she got married. So if you calculate the age of Fatima, if she was born at 615. And Khadija was 40 years older than the Prophet, and their marriage lasted 25 years. So Khadija must be 61 when she gave birth to Fatima. I thought you were going to get to that.
Okay, no, hold on. Just let me drag this. Okay, it's guys. Slow down. Okay, let me just put this up on the screen. I'm just showing you. This is alislam.org. Okay. Let me get it up here. Okay, I want to make sure you don't think I'm talking. Okay, can I answer? That's the traditional ideas. Okay. No, Chris. Okay, so I'm just looking at what your own co-religionists say here. They say that Fatima was born in 615 and died in 632. Now, you disagree with that. Can you see that?
I'm telling you why I disagree with that. I'm saying that Khadija, when she got married with Prophet, traditional account tells us she was 40, 15 years older. Now, the Prophet, she died 25 years after the marriage. So,
you're saying that Muhammad and Khadija. Okay. Go ahead.
This is the traditional account we heard. She was 40, even though there's no authentic hadith says that she was 40. Even if she was the same age as Muhammad, their marriage lasts 25 years. And even if she died when she was 50, she must be giving birth to Fatima at the age of 46. Minimum, I'm saying the same age. But traditional account says she was 40. And you always use that term and you say she was 40. Why won't you please think about it? You're talking about it.
Well, this is what... This is why we're asking the question here. So you're saying that Muhammad was married Khadija in 697. Is that your position there? He would have been 25 at that time, correct?
He was 25.
Okay, so you're adding another. So you're adding another 25 years to that. So that would be. He was married to Khadija for 25 years. Am I correct? Is that what you're saying? So that would have... Well, hold on. Well, that puts it up to 623 if he would have been married to Khadija up until that time, and that's not...
No, you gave me the date 697. I don't know where you get the date. So I don't remember the exact date, but we know the traditional account is...
Well, I've just told you. All right. Okay, so let's just make sure that we don't confuse the audience here, all right? I just want to make sure we're not doing that. All right.
From 50 when she died.
Okay. Let's just stick with this idea here. If Muhammad was 25 years old when he married Khadija, do we agree on that? Is that what the Islamic sources teach? Right? Okay. So we agree also that he was born in 672. Right, that's right. 570. All right. Golly. I don't know. What the hell? My brain is farting. Okay, so that gets us up to 595 when he marries Khadijah, right? Okay. So you add another 25 years to that. All right, this is why my math is off. All right. So 595 plus 25 gets us up to the year 620. So are you saying that Khadijah died in 620? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. She died three years before the Hijra, or about 2 years before the Hijra.
Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. So in 620. Now, if she died in 620 and she was 40, let's see, 40 and...
Prophet was 45. So if we say if she was the same age, she must be 45. But we say traditional accounts say she was 15 years older than Prophet.
So she would have been 40. Okay. All right. Let me just finish my thought process here. Okay. So in 595, she would have been 40 years old. Are you saying she died when she was 65?
Yes.
All right. So
she died 25 years after the marriage.
Okay. So
she
says that would have been 620. Okay, so what the account here from alislam.org is saying is that Fatima was born in 615, which would have made Khadijah 55 when she gave birth. No, she wouldn't have been 60. She would have been 55. But if she died when she was 60.
No, she would die when she was 65. 595, when she got married to the Prophet. 25 years later, she died.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, 60. All right, you're right. Okay. Golly. Okay. Okay, dude, I used to teach history, not math, so just cut me some slack here. Okay. All right, so.
I'm just saying that basic thinking you require when you talk about Islam. When you talk about Christianity, you think every single, every point you take out, you spiritually think about as well. When you come to Islam, you just, on the surface, you just like to believe anything which hits you.
Well, okay. Don't. This is Al Islam. This is an Islamic website. This isn't Kafir saying this. Okay. This is.
Be fair to these people. Let me give you one piece of advice. Learn who all these people are. When you hear them say something that you don't agree, then take issue. Okay. Don't try to lump all of these people into one hat because they're not like that.
I'll prove my point right. Why I said that, because last week I wanted to call for one little point you were making, and I want to see how you guys think about Islam. There's a hadith. If you pull the hadith out, I appreciate that. It's 715 I of sorry. Well, let me just give you a Sahih Muslim. It's talking about the Jabir. Abdullah bin Jabir.
No.
I don't know.
We could talk about like the Trinity or something.
No, it's okay.
Are we done with this topic, Eric?
No, we're sticking with it. Let's go ahead and stick with it. Go ahead.
Eric, bear with me just a couple of minutes. I want to think about how I just like to know how much you think about Islam when you read something. Do you really think deep about Islam, or you just like to believe whichever fits your purpose? Well, I want you to one hadith.
Well, can I answer the question? Can I answer the question?
Can you answer the question, please?
Let me finish my point, please. Very important point.
Okay. Now let him go, Connie. Let him go. Just let him go. Let him go.
I'm going to prove you right. If not, then I will apologize to all of you. Sahih Muslim, 715 I, at least the last week one brother of bring it here, is it Jabir bin Abdullah? Muhammad, peace be upon him, told him, why don't you marry a young girl so you can play with her? Yeah, you remember the hadith?
Let him go.
I want to know from all of you, what do you get from that hadith, please?
Read the hadith one more time.
Just read
it one more time. It was, why don't you get yourself a virgin, or what was it?
Yeah, show us, Eric.
Okay, let me find it. Hold on, let me find it. Okay.
Just let's look at it, okay?
okay? Today's a new day, all right? So just start all over, Bob.
715. All right.
Just forgive and just, this is a new day.
Okay, 715, the Book of Suckling. Is this it? This isn't it. Is this it?
715, I.
I went out to the Allah's Messenger on an expedition, but my camel delayed me. Allah's Messenger came to me and said to me, Jabir, I said, all right, let me show my screen. Hold on.
Are
I want to make
showing
I'm showing him. Give me a second. Okay. I said, my camel has delayed me and is tired, so I lagged behind. He, the holy prophet, got down and goaded it with a crooked stick and then said, mount it. So I mounted, and to my great surprise, I saw it moving quickly that I had to restrain it from going ahead. Allah's Messenger. He, the holy prophet, in the course of the journey, said to me, have you married? I said, yes. He said, he again said, is it with a virgin or one previously married? I said, with one previously married. Whereupon he said, why not a young girl with whom you could sport, and she could have sported with you? I said, I have sisters, so I performed to marry a, or I prefer to marry a woman who could keep them together as one family, who could comb them back and look after them. He said, you are about to go to your house, and there you have the enjoyment of the wife's company. He said again, do you want to sell your cat? Where is this leading to, Abbas? I said, okay. I said, yes. So he brought it. Okay, right here. He says that with a virgin or present married. Okay, so he's saying that go marry a young virgin. And okay. What's your point?
Did you have
a young girl?
What?
A young girl? Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah, you don't marry
her. Tell me, Connie, what do you understand of this hadith? Where do you find your wrong
thing? I already understand. It says a young girl. You don't marry young girls.
Hmm. So,
15-year-old
is a young... Is
you
it
marry
a young girl?
There's no number there. It's young girl.
No, yeah, young girl.
That's what
word
it says, young girl. That's gross.
Word used here in Arabic, word used here is jariya. Jariya can be young girl.
We ain't Arabic. Your Muslim people are saying young girl, and that's gross.
Yeah, jariya means young girl, young woman is all yeah.
A girl is not a woman. When I was a woman, then I was a woman.
So when you were 15, were you a young girl?
There's no numbers there.
No, I'm asking
this says
you.
Young
when
girl.
You were 15,
no, no.
I'm asking you.
With the pen.
Well, I know. I do know. I do. Guys, I have the qualify. I have it. I have the age. I have the age. 9 years old. 9 years old is a young girl. 9 years old. 9 years old is 9 years old. Connie, hold up. Connie. 9 years old is a young girl. How's that?
You're
9 years old is a young girl.
No, why are you going to 9? Why not 15? Why not 16?
Because we're just going after what the sunnah of Muhammad is. His sunnah. He set the example. You can marry as young as 9. So if you want to say a young girl, it's not 8, it's not 7, it's not 6, it's not 5, not 4, it's 9. That's the age. You wanted an age, there you go. There's your age.
The word in Arabic, if you go to Jariya, and you go to the Lane's lexicon, and it says Jariya is a young woman, adolescent Jariya. Anyway, the point I'm making here is, who is Abdullah bin Jabir here? What do you understand of him? Who's Abdullah bin Jabir?
I have no idea who this guy is. I know he's riding a camel, and he's got a camel that sucks, and Muhammad, in his miraculous power, heals his camel. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We have the thick skin. We have the spirit of Christ in us. We can take it. It's not a big deal.
So that's why he said, as a father figure, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he felt for him. He said, did you get married? He said, yes. He said, with a virgin or with an older person? He said, with an older person. Muhammad felt for him. And he sacrificed his life. He doesn't guarantee.
Can I add something to
you? No, hang on. Let me finish my point.
Rad, let him finish. Let him finish, and then you can go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Muhammad is appointed as a father figure. He felt he's a young man, but he married somebody already married, divorced woman. So he said, why did he marry somebody young? So you can have fun with her, play with her like young people can. So she can be with you as well. In the end, what happened? Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so pleased with him. He gave him the money, and he gave him the camel as well. Buy camel from you, he gives the money back as a father figure. He was acting as a father figure, not dirty old man. You must understand.
Okay, you're past your 15 seconds. All right.
Did they divorce Abbas?
Let Rad go.
Let Rad go. Did he cause this guy to divorce that woman?
Did he cause that guy?
No, of course not. So then he actually caused him to take a second wife, right?
Okay, let me stop it right here. All right, let's go, Connie. Let's let Rad go, Abbas. Let Rad. Abbas. Well, it actually.
I wish Chris was here. He'd put you in your place.
Actually, what? Okay, Abbas, number one, we haven't insulted you. Let's not try insulting other people. You know, you can call us Islamophobes, and I appreciate that. That's just part of the back and forth. I get that. But let's not go after people individually. And notice that when you come to this show, I am not going to insult you personally, and I would expect that the panelists would not do it, even though some of them, you push the wrong buttons, dude, but that's okay. I'm gonna let Rad go. We're just gonna drop that. We're just gonna move on. Rad, go ahead.
All right, can you guys hear me?
We can hear you fine. Now you're dinging in the back. What do you got? You're getting in your car?
Okay. All right, I'm running into like a dead zone here, so I hope you guys can hear me.
And we can hear you.
But, here's the thing. Abbas has to dig deep into the Saudis. I'm gonna go deep into the Saudis. Do you notice the motif? What are they talking? They're talking about two things, women and camels. So therefore, I would conclude and surmise that the whole conversation about women is around camels. I would say that is what the view of women is in Islam. They're just animals. They're just lions.